Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, our children are dying. Our family are falling apart. We as a nation have a total failure.
Oh Lord, forgive us. Forgive us. Heal our land. And we turn our faces back toward you.
Saturday morning to you. This is Pastor Leona Ross with If My People. Today we're going to be talking about praise and the power and purpose of praise. Let us praise. So as always, we're going to get into some praise and worship. We got a couple of songs coming from Darren Hobbs, Bless the Lord with Me, followed by Byron Cage, The Presence of the Lord is Here. I do not own any rights to these songs. This is just for your listening pleasure. We'll be right back to talk about Let Us Praise right after the intercessory music break. Enjoy the music.
Bless the Lord with me.
Little bit louder, say,
bless
Feel it in the atmosphere, the spirit of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'm gonna get it. Oh, somebody get ready to walk into a miracle. Come on.
Amen and amen. The presence of the Lord is here. This is your host, Pastor Leona Ross with If My People. Today, we're going to be talking about let us praise. What does it mean to praise? What is the power and the purpose of praise? We're going to look at some scriptures and Psalms and throughout the Bible that illustrates exactly what praise is and what it does in our lives, all right? And Psalms, in Psalms 150 and 1, it says, praise ye the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary, praise him in the firmament of his power. What does that exactly mean? When we give God praises, we come out of our situation and circumstances that we're thinking about. When we shout hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, glory to God, it brings in his presence right into the midst of us. And we're releasing the stress that we have at that time, and it allows the peace, as it says in Philippians, the peace that passes all understanding to come in and embrace us right where we are in the midst of our situation, in the midst of our circumstances. Not only does it just release the blessings of God into your life, but more importantly, it brings his very presence right where we are, which helps us to become an overcomer. See, we become overcomers by the power of our praise, releasing all of that anxiety, releasing all of that stress, because now the one who loves us the most, the one who has always cared for us from the beginning, as we look and see, you know, that the reason God created us and the reason, you know, he made us in his image is no more illustrated greater than he says that he created us to be his equal. He wanted us to live, to have his image and likeness, and to live in his presence. See? It never was meant for us to be outside of his presence. Exactly why he created us in his image. He wanted us to have the same authority and the same power that he has. See? Hebrews 2, 6, and 8, it says that, what is man that you are so mindful of him? The son of man that you care for him. You made him a little lower than the heavenly beings and crowned him with glory and honor. You made him ruler over all the works of your hands. You put everything under his feet. See, this is what God does, not because he just wanted us to serve him, but because he wanted us to be equal with him, to praise him, to raise his praises unto him. See, everything that God created was established to operate in certain principles, you know, that would guarantee their proper function. So when he created human beings in his image, he wanted us to be like him. So in being like him, when we usher up the praises, we are allowed now to usher in the presence of God, the very atmosphere of God. See? As I said, it brings that peace that passes all understanding. You ever been in a mood before? In a bad mood or whatever, and then you just started playing some music, playing music just to change the atmosphere, to change your mood, to get your mind off things. And then you realize that in a little bit, you're not even thinking about what was on your mind before. You know, it's not even bothering you. You're singing, you're dancing around the house. Psalm 95 and 1, it says, "Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation." See, we always go back to the one who created us, see, and it allows his very presence to penetrate our atmosphere, see. James 5 and 13, it says, "Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing songs." See? Let us rejoice in the Lord, because the Lord is our strength. And we find that when we praise, when we get into that spirit of praise, we find that we are strengthened. We find that our circumstances or situation, it doesn't matter. You know, it brings in, as I said, the presence of God literally brings in the presence of God. And where God is, you know, where the presence of God is, no plot, plan, or scheme or demonic spirit can dwell. That's another thing. That is another benefit of praise, because the enemy can't stand our praise. He truly can't stand in the midst of our praise. So whatever weapon that the enemy is trying to form against you, whatever plot, plan, or scheme that he is trying to bring against you is defeated when you begin to praise. See? Because now there is more with you than there are against you, just because you are praising the Lord. A lot of times we don't realize how simple it is to overcome a spirit of depression, or to overcome a spirit or oppression just in our praise. But these are powerful weapons. Praise is a very powerful weapon that is available to us just by clapping our hands, just by dancing, just by playing music, just by saying, "Hallelujah, God, thank you, Jesus, you are worthy of our praise." As simply as that, and the atmosphere can be changed. But do we have the mindset to praise? That's the thing. Sometimes we can be so bogged down in the cares and the things of this world that we can't even get into a spirit of praise. We neglect the atmosphere of praise because we are so bogged down by things which are going on around us, by our situations and circumstances that are going on around us. And we don't have a mind to praise. But if we can just remember that he who is with us, the God that we serve, the one that created us, will never leave, nor will he ever forsake us. See? So when we call out his name, he is a very present help in the time of trouble. See? So this is why we must have an atmosphere of praise daily in our life. It's not a difficult thing. One of the things we must realize, as Joyce Meyer said in her book, The Power of Simple Prayer, she said in the chapter on praise, worship, and thanksgiving, she said, "We gain more and more strength. Our faith increases, and the things that are coming against us to defeat us are dissipated as we praise him." They literally go away. See? So our strength definitely is in praising God. It's not a difficult thing. In the songs that we sing, in the words that we say, we sometimes make praise more difficult than it has to be. You know, we act as if it has to be a traditional thing. And it's not. It's not a traditional. It's not caught up in tradition. It's not caught up in rhetoric or rituals or any of that. You know, it's just a simple praise. You thanking God for all that he has done. You just saying, "Thank you, Lord." Simple as that. You don't got to be, you know, go shower yourself down and anoint yourself in oil before you decide that you want to praise God. No. It's not in the traditions of all of that. It's simply coming from your heart, the very intent of your heart, just being thankful for what God has done, all that he will do and all that he is doing in your life. Just recognizing that. And not being constricted to religiosity or religious guidelines or traditions that say, okay, this is how I must praise God. This is what I need to do in order to come in God's presence. No, open your mouth and just say, thank you, Lord. Open your mouth and just say, hallelujah, Jesus. You know, however you get into that praise, whether it is with music, whether it is just the fruit of your lips, or just reading the Psalms of praise, it really all comes down to your heart condition. And you truly opening your mouth and just giving God, being thankful for all that God is doing in your life. As simple as that. Praise is not difficult. Don't make a mountain out of a molehill. Just simply praise God with your heart and your mind. Psalms 115 and 1 says, not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. Giving God the glory for himself, just for being God. It is nothing more simple than that. Just for being God. See, so we don't have to be in a certain posture. We don't have to be in certain clothing, as they say. You know, you got to wear this, and you got no. Right where you are. God can meet you right where you are. Sometimes we're in a state where we just don't know. We just honestly just don't know. And in those times, if we can just think, to say, thank you, Lord. I don't know what's going on in my life. I don't know what's happening right now. But Father, I just thank you, you know, for keeping me. You know, just simple. Simple. See? Simple words of praise. Just simple words of praise. And as we reflect on the things that God has done in our lives, as we reflect on that, you know, we begin to see things aren't as bad as we make them or as our thoughts try to make them. Psalms 100, it says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endureth to all generations. Praise reminds you of the promises of God. As it says in verse 5, for the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. The promises of God, his truth, what he has spoken about you. And when we can remember the promises of God, when we can remember that we are made in his image, in his likeness, and when we praise him, we become more and more and more familiar with the characteristics of God as they penetrate our spirit, as we as we emanate the praises of God, his very presence indwells us. And we overcome situations and we overcome circumstances. This is why praise is so important in our life, because this is what the power of praise can do. Because the purpose is always to bring us back to God, to recognize who God is in our lives, to recognize that in the midst of the day, in the morning when we rise, when we come into our church dwellings or our worship services, we are always to have a praise on our lips, because we want the presence of God to dwell with us. We want him, we want his very presence to dwell with us. See? Psalms 109 and verse 30, it says, I will greatly praise the Lord with my mouth. Yea, I will praise him among the multitude. See, it doesn't matter where you are, who's around you. Don't be intimidated, as they say, because other people may not praise God like you do, or praise God similarly, or look at you strange because you got a praise on your lip. But you know what God has done for you. Only you know. 1 Peter 1 and 3 said, blessed be the God, and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a lively hope for the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. That is our hope. And even more so, a greater reason to praise. Hebrews 13 and 15, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Uplifting scriptures that help us to recognize that whatever we are going through, however desolate our situation may seem, at the end of the day, if we can praise God, if we can lift him up, if when we exalt his name, his very presence indwells us. It gives us the strength to go on. Whether it's through music, whether it's, you know, just praising him with, as I say, with the fruit of our lips, or just silently in our hearts, just thanking God because of who he is. Just because of who he is. And recognizing that every plot, plan, and scheme of the enemy is already defeated. He is already destroyed. So we don't have to be, we don't have to be enthralled with oppression and depression or suicidal ideation or worry. See? Even the Bible tells us not to worry about the things of tomorrow or the things of today. Praise breaks us out of this. Praise brings us out of worrying. Thinking about, oh, well, I got to pay this bill, I got to do this, and I don't have the money, and I don't have this. But when we begin to praise God, we know that God is indeed a provider. And that he is working out everything for our good. It doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter what it feels like. We got to know that at the end of the day, if God be for us, who can be against us? So we don't get enthralled cares of this world. As it says at Philippians 4, 6, and 7, it says, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. It says, with thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is nothing but praise. Let your requests be made known to God. So rather than worry, See? We begin to praise. See? And thank God as if it's already done. See? Even when our heart is heavy, as it says in Proverbs 12 and 15, heaviness is in the heart of man. Make it stop. But a good word, make it glad. Meaning that even though you're hurting, you're downtrodden or whatever, a good word, a praiseworthy word, see, it will make you glad. It changes, praise changes your mood. Praise changes your outlook. See, because you must remember the joy of the Lord is your strength. And praise brings you joy. Praise brings you joy. It brings you in right in the midst of who God is. So this is the purpose and the power of praise when we exercise it in our lives. Not being caught up in tradition, not being caught up in religiosity or rhetoric, but just praising God from your heart. Truly being thankful, truly being grateful for God just being God. Worshiping God for who he is. It's not a convoluted method of going through all these eccentricities of saying, oh, I got to say this scripture before I really praise and I got to do this. And no. Whatever is in your heart, just give God the glory. It's as simple as that. Give God the glory. Because as the song says, God is great and greatly to be praised. He is greatly to be praised at all times. At all times. So we thank God. Not because we want something from him. No. We praise his name because, as it says in Psalms 99 and 3, let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. He is holy. He is holy. Exalt ye the Lord our God and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Psalms 99 and 5. So we speak to the character of God in our praise. Speak to the character of God in our praise, recognizing who he is. Just recognizing who he is. And meditating in his presence. That is the purpose of our praise. Restoration. Protection. Spirit of overcoming. Defeating the enemy. That is the power of our praise. So as you go out through this week and throughout the next few days, I hope that you will reflect on this message, that you will reflect on these few scriptures that I have listed here on praise, and realize how powerful praise is and how it is able to bring you out of whatever you may be going through. Because God is more than able. God is more than able. So this is the power of praise. This is the purpose of praise. And this is, as I said, our reason, our very being, because this is the very reason that God created us. No, we're with him. And to praise him, because God inhabits our praise. Psalms 1:1-6 says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. See? Praise. These are the benefits. The fruits of praise. As it says in Psalms, let us praise the Lord always. Continually upon our lips. Let us have a psalm of praise. Let us continually praise the Lord in our going in and our going out. And I leave you again with Psalms 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Amen and amen. Next week, we will come with you with an anthology of gospel music. We're going to look back at the roots of gospel music and its origin, where it came from. It's going to be a musical presentation. And we're going to look at where we are now in the gospel industry, in the gospel music. How does that music or today's music versus generations, previous generations, how does it really penetrate our soul? How does it minister the spirit of the living God to us? And what does it say? Is it really edifying to the body of Christ? Well, some people may say that that's up to an individual's interpretation of the music. And we have heard some say that, you know, the artist or that person is really not a Christian, or they're really not saved. But what about the message in the music? What about the words in the music? What do those words say? Can we stop judging each other and just let the music that we hear and the words that we hear move us and see if it is indeed by the Spirit of God, by ourselves, rather than being judgmental because the music has a certain genre, whether it's listed under reggae, or whether it's listed under gospel, or whether it's listed under blues, or whether it's listed under jazz. What does the music speak to your spirit? And is it uplifting? And as I say, is it edifying to your soul and your spirit? Does it bring you out of a slump? Does it bring you out of depression? Does it bring you out of depression? Is it truly praiseworthy to your spirit? So next week on Saturday, as we do an anthology of gospel music, these are the things that we are going to be looking at. Today was just a preview of that, to understand what praise is and how simple it is. It doesn't need to be convoluted. It doesn't need to be so obtrusive that we get regimented in the ways that we should do it and do it this way or do it that way. But no, as I said, just simply thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. God, I worship you. The words that emanate from your heart when you enter into the presence of God and the Spirit of God, and you bring his presence into your atmosphere where you are, so that you can truly have the peace that passes all understanding. Praise is a personal thing between you and God. Nobody can tell you how to pray. So I want you to think on these things this week. And as always, I love you, God, but God loves you more. We thank you. I do hope that this word has been edifying to your soul. And I hope that you can take away something from this that you can utilize this week. And remember, praise God always. This has been Pastor Leona Ross with If My People. And I'm going to take you out of here today with Byron Cage. I will bless the Lord. I thank you for listening in. Blessings on each and every one of you. And may the Spirit of the living God rule, rest, and abide with you always.
Listen, when I was up, when I'm down,
I will bless the Lord.
Whether I'm smiling or wearing a frown,
I will bless the Lord.
I learned how to bless his name.
I will bless the Lord.
I learned how to give him praise. Well, you've had to go through trials and great tribulations. But is there anybody that learned how to bless the Lord in the midst of everything? Listen, listen, listen. Through the storm and the rain,
I will bless the Lord.
Through the heartaches and pain,
I will bless the Lord.
When I don't know which way to go,
I will bless the Lord.
You've been there for me right now.